Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. In most Iowa communities, National Night Out takes place in early August. For Lamar's police, early October is the best time to observe National Night Out. This is Lamar's Police Chief Kevin Vandevecht.
We've traditionally had National Night Out in August. We found that often it's extremely hot and a lot of folks are out of town camping and just doing things, getting ready for school. So the alternative date is the first Tuesday in October. So we tried that last year, and we thought it went over a little better. So we're going to stick with that again this year.
Chief Vandevecht says their event will be held at the Lamar's Police Department from 5 to 7 p.m. on October 4. This will include a tour of the facility, a chance to meet the officers, and to enjoy a free meal. National Night Out enhances the relationship between neighbors and law enforcement while bringing back a true sense of community. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors today will take action on a recommendation for appointment of a new county medical examiner, deputy examiner, and assistants. A report from the county treasurer, Shelley Sitzman, will come before the board today. Conservation Director Nick Beek will update the board on work done in his department, and County Engineer Tom Roy will bring several items before the board for their action. The Iowa Business Council is co-hosting an event with Wells Enterprises and Lamar's this morning. Vision to Vitality brings together community members to discuss issues, opportunities, and challenges facing the state and regional economy. Mike Wells, CEO of Wells Enterprises, will highlight some of the efforts in the region. A panel of leaders will join in the conversation, including Lamar's Mayor Rob Bixenman, Dustin Wright, CEO of Floyd Valley Healthcare, Barbara Denherter, CEO of the Sioux Center Chamber of Commerce, and Brandon Huseman, Vice President for Enrollment and Marketing at Dort University. The forum will be held at the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor. The first case of monkeypox has been confirmed in Woodbury County. Tyler Brock of Siouxland District Health says it's an isolated case.
We do have one case here in Woodbury County. When we have such small numbers of a rare illness like this, we do have to be careful to not identify, you know, put out any kind of identifying information about a particular individual. But yes, we've made this announcement to our providers so that they can be looking for potential cases.
Brock says there's very little risk to most members of the general public. The state of Iowa has about 600 doses of monkeypox vaccine. State health officials say those who have been exposed to the virus are being prioritized for vaccination. As of Sunday, more than 3,000 cases had been confirmed in the U.S. After a brief hiatus of community fundraising during 2020 and 2021, the Floyd Valley Auxiliary is excited to announce their upcoming schedule of annual fundraising events for the rest of 2022. Their schedule begins with a gift shop Crazy Days sale August 26th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Community Education Room located in the West Lobby. The collective goods sale will be held on September 16th. A mobile scrub sale with a uniform shop from Storm Lake will be available in the East parking lot on October the 21st. The masquerade jewelry sale will be held November 7th. And the holiday candy committee is planning for their candy sale. Caramels and peanut clusters will be sold during November. In conjunction with the candy sale, the holiday BEC cutout cookies will also be sold during the month of November and will be available for pickup at the Goody Sale. The Goody Sale will be December the 7th. The fundraisers are a great opportunity to socialize and to get some shopping in while supporting the efforts of the Floyd Valley Auxiliary. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.